Joe Fisher joins us now as we move on. Voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores each morning here on the Wake Up Zone at 6:55. Joe, what's happening?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing good. How are your brackets looking after day one?
So far, so good.
Yeah?
I think I got everything but one the first day, so that's all
right. That's not bad.
Yeah, not bad. So today's the day everything blows up.
Yeah, today's usually the day when it all starts to fall apart and the brackets end up in the trash by the end of the day.
That's exactly right.
Well, 1-1 for the SEC, and then Tennessee plays today. LSU got one done against Butler, and then in Mississippi State, which, of course, won the league tournament back on Sunday, falls in its only game against Washington.
They really drew a tough row to hoe for the SEC with these 8 and 9 seeds. So, even if they do get through their first round games, having to face, number one seeds, it's going to be very difficult for an SEC team to land in the Sweet 16 this year. But somebody's going to get hot. I'm always curious to see who that is that comes out of nowhere and ends up making it to the 16 or to the 8, and they become the Cinderella story of the tournament. I'm curious to see who that's going to be. Western Kentucky's off to a good start, so
yeah.
So who knows?
Yeah, they played well for a whole lot of the night and held off Illinois with some free throws at the end. For Vanderbilt, football holding their pro day, and so some guys are going to work out for the scouts and try to make a favorable impression.
Yeah, it's a pretty important time to get an opportunity to be seen, especially for those that didn't get invited to the combine. So guys like Rashard Langford and Kaysen Jackson Garrison and so many guys like that, Brian Honfelt, will all work out for pro scouts. I do think it's interesting DJ Moore's going to do it again. And I think one of the main reasons is I think he thinks he can improve on what he did at the combine. I think he thinks he can run faster. And he'll turn in a better 40 time than he turned in there. I think he's solidified himself as a first-round pick already, middle-late first round. But he thinks he can help himself, so I know he goes into it with a good focus and a good mindset. He's already been through the combine and all the questions and all that. Today it's just go out and show him what you can do.
Yeah, improve upon what your performance at the combine, and usually – that's not really, especially for guys who played in bowl games, you don't have enough time to prepare and to get that start down and the whole deal. And Joe, what's good about DJ Moore having so many eyes on him is that every scout will be there for this pro day, and then along with all the Vanderbilt kids and the Tennessee State kids are going to work out. That just gets those scouts who are there for DJ Moore on these other guys, and they could maybe open some eyes, basically, on draft day, and the scout might just kind of fall in love.
No, there's got to be countless stories, Frank, of guys who have been...
Cortland Finnegan's one.
There you go, that have been seen when they were actually coming to look at somebody else. So you take advantage of your opportunity. As you said, all the scouts will be here. They get to focus on a much smaller pool of players than they have to when they deal at the combine. So I think it'll be a good performance. I know some guys are very excited about it, and I think guys are realistic. A lot of the guys, they want a chance. They hope to find a way to be a draft pick or at least to become a free agent signing at some point. So they know it's their best opportunity, so they have to prepare for it. Like you said, guys who play in bowl games get a little less time to prepare for it. So. Which is, I guess, a good problem to have, but it's going to be an interesting day.
Just another David Price getting going to start the season in AAA. You surprised about that?
No, I'm not. I think they want. I think they want to give him a little more seasoning, probably as a starter. Because he spent so much of his time with the Rays out of the pen. I think they let him start in AAA as a starter. Pitch a little bit there before coming up and joining the Major League Club. I don't think it's a big deal. I think it's probably in his best interest. It's probably, I don't know if it's a confidence issue necessarily as much as it is. Tampa's got a pretty solid rotation already. Let him go ahead and get some more seasoning and not rush him along and bring him up when he's ready. And now he'll tell you he's ready right now, and he might be.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's a bad move. It's a good chance to get him some good work.
And Joe, in our closing seconds here, basketball for the Vanderbilt women's team against Western Carolina tomorrow night in the NCAA tournaments. We talked about earlier in the week, Albuquerque, a place that's been good for Vandy.
Yep, won two games there, their last trip there last year, facing a Western Carolina team coached by a former Lady Vol, and Kelly Jolly. So you can bet that there's been some discussion between coach and former coach on maybe some ways to defend Vanderbilt. That certainly would be understandable. It'll be a good challenge for Vanderbilt, but I think they're in a good place. They are confident. They're a veteran team. They've all been through this before. So hopefully they're ready to go. The only thing I get concerned about with the women's game is the 2 weeks between, you know, when they finish their conference tournament and when they start the NCAA tournament. And when you're playing well, you want to be playing. So I'm a little concerned about that drought. Hopefully they'll shake off any rust and get right out there and play real well.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot. Have a good weekend.
Okay, we'll see you from Lexington, guys.